Susan Ng and Stanley Leong with you. Thank you for joining us on CNA 938. Have you thought about how digitally mature you are? Digital maturity isn't just about improving your tech knowledge.
That's right. To be someone who is digitally mature, you should be able to use technology to improve productivity at work. And I have to admit, I did something yesterday at home. You know, I did a recording at home and it was saved in the wrong format and they could not, with 1,000 tries, actually convert it to something we could use. I had to come into work today and get one of the millennials who did it in 25 seconds. I'm like, okay. So that's what digital maturity is all about. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, though, you'd know how to tap on digital tools to improve your business. At home, well, you can think of ways to save water and electricity using the latest technology.
Mm-hmm. Now, a recent study by Bridges Consultancy shows that 7 out of 10 people globally are still at the lowest level of digital maturity. Gosh, Sue and I, maybe we count ourselves as part of 7 out of 10. Majority of respondents are at their most basic level of digital maturity. Sue, I think you and I are slightly above that, I hope. At this level, individuals may still be learning the vocabulary and technologies of digital transformation.
Okay, so this is an interesting topic, really. We do want to find out more. We speak today with Professor Michael Netsley, co-author of the Digital Maturity Index Report 2022. Professor Netsley is also the founder and CEO of Extend My Runway, an AI startup. Also joining us is Robin Spekulin, who is co-author of the report. He is CEO of Bridges Business Consultancy, a specialist in strategy and digital implementation. And Robin also co-founded and co-runs the Strategy Implementation Institute and the Digital Leadership Specialists. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's so nice to see your faces and to know that we count as one of the 7 out of 10 that you've actually surveyed. So let's talk about those people, Professor Netsley. 7 out of 10 globally, still the lowest level of digital maturity. Why is that so?
Well, in part, this has a lot to do with where we are overall in the digital journey. These technologies are new. The methodologies are new. People are still learning them. Their employers are still adopting them. And when you put all these pieces together, you end up with a portrait where people today have more knowledge than skill when it comes to using and leveraging these digital technologies.
Mm. Now, let's continue to explore digital maturity a little bit further. Robin, we want to look at digital maturity when we use it as a reference for people vis-a-vis organizations. And we talk about, you know, especially here in Singapore, where our organizations and businesses here are hugely and heavily encouraged to go digital in all the operations that they're in across the different sectors as well. So let's talk about digital maturity. Help us understand more about how it refers in reference to an organization and versus an individual.
Thanks, Stanley. What we were curious, and for, you know, many or almost all your listeners who are working, their organization will be addressing some form of digital transformation. And Michael and I, between us, we have over 50 years living in Singapore. And, you know, we started to look in the last, you know, 10 years that we've been working in digital transformation, why so many organizations, individuals were struggling. And that gave us the rationale just 3 years ago to start developing and launch the index. And what was the startling discovery is that individuals have the knowledge. So over the last few years, especially during the pandemic, we all went to school and or back to school and learned about hackathons and design thinking and AI, machine learning and coding. But what we haven't done yet, and this was the startling, the 71% that you've mentioned, they have the knowledge, but they've not yet put that knowledge into practice.
And we want to improve the situation, obviously. Professor Netsley, what can we do, especially as individuals?
Well, the most important thing is to begin taking action. Now, whether that action involves doing courses or working with your employer to be a part of special projects, for example, taking action is going to help you see these digital technologies in action, how they can help your customers or help make your business more efficient. But looking at the data from this study, there's one other piece that is incredibly important, and it goes to this digital knowing-doing gap. People also need to focus on the methodologies that unlock the value of what they are learning either in an adult classroom or on the job. It could be experimenting. It could be customer journey mapping. It could be design thinking or agile methods. But the key, looking at where people are in terms of their digital maturity, the key today to closing that digital knowing-doing gap is really about picking up the methodologies that allow you to unlock the value of everything that you've learned.
Knowing and doing, and that can be a huge chasm there for some people, at least. But from what your report shows, Dr. Netsley, it looks like respondents, though, aren't having that sort of a great divide, if you like, especially on smartphone apps. They seem to be pretty comfortable with them. I think Sue and I are generally comfortable with them as well. I recently downloaded a new app on my phone, and it's one of those, getting points while you go to the supermarkets and shop. I think they've been advertising that a lot. Sue, you raised the finger at me. Have you downloaded that one?
The lady at the cashier counter said, "Ma'am, you got to do this. Want to do this now?" I said, "You know what? I'll hold up the 20 people in line. Maybe I'll go home and do it. Haven't done it yet."
I did it this morning at the supermarket.
You did it.
Yeah, I'll teach you.
Okay.
So coming back to smartphone apps, though, what are the reasons why people seem to be most comfortable with smartphone apps, Dr. Netsley?
Good question. And in a word, I'm going to say ubiquity. Meaning that these are everyday tools that people use. And even if you need to download the app, you know how to download the app. You know how to do your banking via the app. You know how to monitor your health via an app. So these are just everyday tools that are well along the technology adoption curve. They're mature adoption rather than early adoption. And the technologies then that people are struggling with, what we're seeing in the data is that they are earlier in that adoption curve and just simply not as familiar to people.
And one area, Dr. Netsley, which your respondents are least familiar with is the term digital nudging, an approach that uses digital means to encourage behavioral change. Talk to us more about this.
Sure. So people today are extraordinarily busy, and there is so many demands on our time. Yet, as Robin can attest to, so much pressure is on us to adopt new digital technologies and evolve. So what we need are bite-sized, small, snackable ways of helping people change their behavior. And that's what a nudge is. It's a bite-sized message. It's not just a reminder. It's more than that. It's a scientifically designed message that helps shape the choices you make every day. So this is something, it's backed by behavioral science. Behavioral science is also very early in that technology adoption curve. And as a result, I have to be honest and say I'm not terribly surprised that digital nudging is the greatest opportunity for being able to improve. It's just very, very early in that adoption curve.
And we know some corporations are incorporating the whole phygital. I'm sure you've heard of that term, phygital, physical blending with digital and going that way. Maybe that's a less steep learning curve when you start going phygital. What are your thoughts on that rather than plunging straight away from physical into digital?
I think, Robin, actually, you're ideally suited for this one.
Go ahead, Robin.
Right. So thank you, Michael. So the rationale for the challenges, whether it's in the physical or the digital, is what we discovered in the survey is that we've mentioned that smartphone apps were picked up very quickly, but also we discovered people know the most about data analytics and IoT, which are more common and prevalent today in business. What we also discovered is they were the least knowledge was about augmented reality. Mm-hmm. And this knowing doing gap, the challenge is that this, you know, just because you know something doesn't mean you're doing it. It's two different disciplines. We all know we should be fit and exercise every day and eat healthy, but doing it is a different challenge. So we also looked, and, you know, as Michael mentioned, digital nudging was right there at the lowest. And, you know, but they were capable, which surprised us a little bit. We're delighted to see they're most capable of using dashboards. Mm. And, you know, many organizations in Singapore and around the region today, dashboard, digital nudging, and other of the tools, they're so critical to their business. So we discovered in the report, you know, what people were most knowledgeable, least knowledgeable about, and what they were best doing at and least capable of doing.
Yeah, and you know that term digital nudging? I wonder if a nudge is just far too gentle to get people going digital.
Well, think of it as a long series of very, very small steps. Whether you take 10 big steps or 30 small steps, you still cover the same distance. So nudging is a sort of a small, gentle way, but it will get us to the same destination.
Prod.
Yeah, it's a series of continuous nudges. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Many small steps day, a little bit every day. Exactly.
No bruising.
I can see myself bruised all over already.
We promise to be gentle, yes.
Thank you. Robin, we want to talk about digital maturity and business. How does it directly affect business? I mean, recently in Singapore, we launched digital banks, as you know. Are we ready to really go fully digital with many of the services that we have?
Absolutely. And as most of us now know, it's of course because of the pandemic, it's no longer an option. And, you know, I was very fortunate. I published last year the World's Best Bank, which told the DBS story, you know, of how they transformed, you know, under the stewardship of Piyush Gupta. So it was my, you know, pleasure to work with them and walk, you know, tell the story of how they transformed, and they've become one of our icons of success of going from traditional to digital transformation. And what we wanted to focus on is not the organization, but the individuals who are working. So our digital maturity index, it just takes 6 minutes and allows us to assess where individuals are. And the knowing doing gap is what's slowing down. And here's the startling result. 2/3 of digital transformations are failing around the world. Mm. And a key contributor to that failure is because we've not yet applied the knowledge into the doing skills.
Right. And there have to be those opportunities as well. And organizations need to make space for that, you know, practicing and putting into practice what knowledge has been gained there. So both of you are co-authors of this Digital Maturity Index Report 2022. Is this the first year or how many years has this report been generated?
This is the first year, and we are looking forward to repeating this year after year and being able to drill down into different industries, different countries, and set up even more robust comparisons that help Singaporean companies.
Right. So currently it's 7 out of 10 people globally still at the lowest level of digital maturity. And then we hope that, you know, year after year, that number is going to come down. Mm. More people are going to get more savvy. Sue and I are going to be able to, you know, handle more apps on our phones.
And I'll be downloading the next one very soon.
But gentlemen, thank you so much for making time to speak with us and sharing some of the highlights coming out of the Digital Maturity Index Report 2022, of which is co-authored by Professor Michael Nedsley as well as Robert Speculan. Professor Nedsley is founder and CEO of AI startup Extend My Runway, and Robin is CEO of Bridges Business Consultancy. Gentlemen, once again, thank you for joining us on CNA 938.
Thank you very much.